Or does it merely pay lip service to them while imposing a materialistic orthodoxy? At first, President Sloan resisted faculty pressure to close the Michael Polanyi Center. "It's rather ironic," he said, "that people in the scientific community, whose rights had to be protected in the face of ideological pressure from fundamentalists, now appear to be suppressing others." Sloan concluded that the faculty's position borders on McCarthyism. Nevertheless, the faculty forced Sloan to appoint a committee to review the status of the Michael Polanyi Center. Since the faculty made sure that the committee was stacked with biologists hostile to Dembski, it came as no surprise when it reaffirmed the faculty senate's recommendation that the center be closed. Dembski was removed from his position, though he stayed on at Baylor as an independent researcher until his contract expired, and eventually even Sloan lost his job. The Baylor lesson is clear. Darwinists will not tolerate any open discussion of intelligent design. When they cannot crush it in a balanced academic forum, they resort to intimidation and mob rule. In the following chapters, we shall see this pattern repeated over and over again. To anyone hoping for a career in the currently politically correct academic establishment, intelligent design is professionally dangerous, and no one knows this better than Dembski himself. That's easy. The fundamental claim of intelligent design is straightforward and easily intelligible. Namely, there are natural systems that cannot be adequately explained in terms of undirected natural forces and that exhibit features which in any other circumstance we would attribute to intelligence. William A. Dembski, The Design Revolution, 2004. Monkeys Typing Shakespeare. Dawkins didn't know who originated the idea that a monkey, given enough time, could type the works of Shakespeare. Actually, the idea originated with French mathematician Émile Borel, who pointed out in 1913 how unlikely it would be that a million monkeys typing 10 hours a day would produce exactly all the books in the world's libraries. Borel used this to illustrate the extreme unlikelihood of certain events. But Darwinists, such as Dawkins, now use the image of typing monkeys to illustrate the opposite, the likelihood that random processes can produce information. According to the infinite monkey theorem, an infinite number of typing monkeys, or a finite number of monkeys typing for an infinite time, will eventually produce the works of William Shakespeare. In theory, an infinite number of monkeys with an infinite amount of time would write the works of Shakespeare, mixed in with an infinite amount of utter nonsense. But the real world isn't infinite. On July 1, 2003, a monkey Shakespeare simulator was posted on the Internet. The simulator does not use real monkeys, of course. It is a computerized random letter generator in which each monkey types one letter per second and the number of monkeys is continually increasing.